My name is Sugata Mitra. I'm a professor of educational technology at Newcastle University, also currently a visiting professor at MIT Media Lab. And I'm trying to answer a question. Can children learn to read by themselves?
Your talk, which has just ended the first day in such great, wonderful spirits. I saw tears of people, you know, maybe they were realizing something, maybe they were just moved by what you were doing. In certain slums in India, for example, where you're installing computers in the wall and then just leaving them. No instruction manual, no instruction. And what were these kids doing? What were they finding?
Well, to start with, it looked like it was random exploration. It's only years later that I realized that random exploration would happen if it was a single child. But when there are groups, they invariably start to put together things and they would make connections and then they would discover. And that spiral of discovery doesn't stop. And it's not restricted to poor children or rich children or ethnic backgrounds. It seems dependent on nothing. It's a lovely story of hope, really. It works with children everywhere. And there seems to be no limit to the kind of questions a group of children can find the answers to if they are left alone to do it.
So the future of learning, is it something that we're going to have to, you know, shake up the present, take a look at the past to move to this place, or is it something that's going to come upon us that we're going to evolve into?
I think somewhat luckily for us, the education system's got to change by itself. We have two options. Either we wait for it to collapse on itself, or we take proactive action. The reason why it will change is because of the fact that you cannot stop a person from accessing the internet. At the moment you can. At the moment you can say, don't bring your mobile phone into school or into the examination hall. But I would reckon that in as little as 5 years, you will not be able to because of the nature of the devices. Mm-hmm. The moment that happens, when you examine someone, you're not examining his brain or her brain. You're examining the cloud, and the cloud has the answer to everything. So examinations will collapse. And as I said, we can either wait for that to happen, we can try to police it, which is what is going on right now, or we can absorb it into the exam.
With some people potentially thinking about the access to information as being a human right, surely it would end up being morally and kind of very a weird decision for any educational establishment to make, to say, please leave your information access device at the door when you come in here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's I sometimes make up little examples in my mind. It's like taking a 21st century foot soldier, taking all his gear away, giving him a sword, and say, you don't know how to fight. That's what the exam system is now trying to do when it strips away everything except your brain and say, well, now, you know, answer this question. Why? Why should I?
Mm. Do you have children?
Yes, I have a son. He's grown up. He works in Denver, Colorado.
How was he educated?
We put him into a school which was very modern in its time, about 25 years ago, called Mirambika in Delhi, which was a free progress school where they worked only on projects. You know, and we put him in with some trepidation. And it was only for the first 6 or 7 years of school. After that, they didn't go any further. And all the children had to then go back into the formal system. And one of my son's friends, when he made the transition, I asked him, so what's it like? And he said, yeah, all these years we were learning, but now we are studying.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's certainly a worry for me, you know, wondering what the future is going to be and if it's going to change fast enough for my children who aren't yet in school. What can somebody do if they are maybe stuck for choice and they are going to have to put their children into the existing, and there's wonderful teachers, wonderful people out there doing innovative things, yet it is still a system that a lot of people are questioning.
Yeah, it's a system that it's a system that it's very hard to change now. You know, normally when the environment changes, you say, well, what can I do to tweak my institution so that they fit the new system. In this case, the change in the environment is so dramatic that you have to redesign. But for parents such as yourself, who are in the middle of the transition, I would say don't fight the system, but explain to your child that this is going to change, but until that change actually happens, play the game the way it's meant to be played.
Thank you very much for your time today.
All right, thanks very much.